In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Many years ago, I was talking to a friend who was born in Russia. And she was telling me about something that she always has found very peculiar about American society. Now, when you're in Russia, and you're speaking to a Russian, and you ask, "How are you doing?" You're very likely to get an answer somewhere along the line of, "Well, I'm old, my back hurts, and nobody likes me." Now, if you're talking to an American, and you ask, it could be the worst day you have ever had in your entire life, and if someone asks, "How are you doing?" How do you answer?
Fine.
Just fine. We often say things we don't really mean. And we often do things without meaning behind them. We give without with strings. We say we're blessed without really thinking about God. We live without being grateful. Much of how we live our lives is going through the motions without meaning behind it. And I would venture to say we're probably all guilty of this, especially me. But Ash Wednesday, today, is a day that is about putting that aside. Ash Wednesday is a day about sincerity. It's about coming not just to get the ashes because that's just what you do. It is because the ashes are a visible reminder that we are sinful and mortal. We are literally asked, when we look in the mirror for the rest of today, to remember our own weaknesses and frailty. And this grim message of the ashes goes against the grain of our just fine culture. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself?" The prophet was calling God's people even today, not to fast for the sake of fasting, but to actually humble ourselves. And then in the gospel, Jesus says, "So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others." He also says, "And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners, so that they may be seen by others." And he also said, "Whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting." And Jesus says to each and every one of these things, "Truly I tell you, they have received their reward." Jesus is telling us that showmanship and false piety will indeed get attention from others, but not from God. And so when we are pious, when we do these things, when we are disciplined, We need to be sincere with our piety. Jesus goes on to say about each of these things, when you give alms, do not let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Whenever you pray, go in your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, excuse me, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. The gospel encourages us to be faithful in our faith life. That is, to strengthen our relationship first and foremost with God and build a foundation worthy of building on. That is, to make our life with Christ what it really is supposed to be about. It is about freeing ourselves from all that stuff that we carry around with us. It's about freeing ourselves from the bondage of sin and living fully and truly in our life with Christ. Isaiah said, is not this the fast that I chose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and to hide not yourself from your own kin? The practices we do are not for attention, and they're not to be done just for rote. They are intended to make us more faithful. Yeah, when we fast, that's something we can conserve to give. When we save, we can give. It is to make us more faithful in our relationship with others and with God. And we aren't in church just out of habit or because it looks good. We are here because we need God. We need God's guidance in showing true compassion to others. And we need to be compassionate because we have to remember God has been compassionate with us. And in all this bleakness, and in all this darkness, in the dirtiness of the ashes, in all of this, there is hope. Isaiah says, if you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. And Jesus says to us, your Father who sees in secret will reward you. God is not in the business of punishing us. God is in the business of redeeming us. We have shortcomings. I don't think there's a person alive who doesn't realize that she or he has shortcomings. It's part of who we are as human beings. But God is the one on whose shoulders the weight of the world is, not ours. We don't need to be a savior, because we already have a Savior. In fact, we can't even be the Savior. But we are followers and servants of that Savior. To use a popular vernacular, we are being called to keep it real. It is to do what we do because we want to be closer to God. And to be closer to God requires humility and sincerity. It requires self-reflection and repentance. Let the sign of these ashes that we are about to receive be a sign that we are not just fine, but that God makes us whole. Amen.